In this half hour, I'm going to be reading articles, primarily Mother Earth Living and Mother Earth News, and hopefully we'll touch on some articles that will be a little more natural for your life. So let's get started today with Mother Earth Living. This comes from the July-August 2019 issue. And the article I've chosen here is Health in Season, Nurturing Summer Health. Stay in tune with the natural world using these tips to align your body and mind with the summer season. Grounded in over 5,000 years of tradition, East Asian medicine understands the importance of self-care and self-compassion in cultivating health. These two practices are encouraged because they're part of a holistic view of health that involves living in harmony with nature, the seasons, and the rhythms of life. But in our busy technology-infused lives, how do we reconnect with our environment and ourselves? By using nature as our inspiration, we can realign with the flow of what's already happening in the world around us. East Asian medicine principles were established from careful observations of nature. Consider the natural elements of wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Among these elements, certain relationships always hold true. Water nourishes the trees that produce wood, and in turn, that wood fuels fire. Each element has unique characteristics, but also enhances or diminishes other elements. For example, wood feeds fire, but water eradicates fire. In East Asian medicine, these descriptions map how the body works internally, with each organ system coinciding with a natural element. Summer is the time of heat, fire, and light. The energy of summer isn't about cozying in and reading a book by a fire. That behavior is contrary to what's going on in the natural world. When we align with the energy that's already present, we get more results with less effort. This natural alignment is called flow. As an acupuncturist and national board certified herbalist, I help patients find simple self-care solutions that work with their lives. When these simple shifts include flow, great things can happen. Importantly, these self-care practices don't have to be a full-time job. To celebrate this season's unique qualities, I've put together my favorite recommendations for nurturing summer health and wellness. Early summer is associated with fire, while late summer is associated with earth. These two forces can inspire us to align our self-care with the flow of the season. The fire element. Functionally, fire is associated with absorbing nutrients, inflammation, heat issues, anxiety, insomnia, irritable bowel, and bloating. This element is associated with the heart and small intestine in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, as fire represents joy, passion, and love. It inspires us to evaluate our emotional bonds with others and asks, what do I want from my relationships and heart-centered connections? The heart and small intestine help us figuratively digest emotional experiences. Structurally, the heart circulates energy through the body. It works as the great connector, networking blood vessels to all organ systems and extremities. The small intestine acts as the workhorse, extracting food nutrients into usable energy. In TCM, the small intestine separates the clear from the turbid, a physical and energetic act of discernment. The small intestine helps you decide what serves or no longer serves your needs. Problems arise when the fire element falls out of balance. When it runs rampant, inflammation occurs. Common signs of inflammation include insomnia or sleep disturbances, irritability, pain, irritable bowel syndrome, depression, joint pain, headaches, and anxiety. The earth element. As summer starts winding down into the dog days of August, the energy shifts from fire to earth. In TCM, this period is its own distinct season, governed by the earth element. The energy of this season is about bounty, nurturing, nourishment, centering, and trusting. In summer, the elements come together to provide the freshest, brightest food. Minerals, soil, seeds, water, and heat from the sun have all combined to create food. This is the time to focus on nourishing and connecting with yourself and others. The earth element presides over the spleen and stomach. When the earth element falls out of balance, digestive problems arise. This shows itself as reflux, bloating, lack or surge in appetite, sluggish digestion, and digestive discomfort. Many people experience digestive issues when they're worried or stressed. This is because worry is the negative emotion associated with the spleen. With a digestive system at the center of our bodies, it has the power to throw all other bodily systems out of balance as well. Loving kindness towards oneself is healthcare at the deepest level. By connecting with the energy of the season, we can align our self-care practices with nature and access a deeper healing from our efforts. Remember, effective self-care isn't a chore. By taking the extra steps to care for yourself, you set the tone for care in your life and relationships. Here are the various INSET articles. Restful sleep. If you have trouble sleeping, find yourself a board-certified acupuncturist trained in herbology. They have a wealth of tools to balance your body for a good night's sleep. You can also try the following tips for a restful sleep. Avoid eating 2 hours before bed, particularly spicy foods. Activate blue light filters on your electronic devices and put them away an hour before bed. Meditate before you go to sleep. Drink a cup of chamomile tea with 1 tablespoon of goji berries, steep for 10 minutes. This super-powered combination calms the heart for a peaceful sleep. To find a board-certified acupuncturist in your area, you can visit www.nccaom.org. Promoting a balanced fire. An unbalanced fire element can lead to many negatives, but a healthy fire element can carry you to warm, positive results. You can enhance these positive aspects with a short list of exercises that radiate a happy, warm fire in your heart. Number 1, practice gratitude. Each day, list 5 different things you're grateful for in your life. This closely connects you with joy, the supreme positive component of the fire element. 2, connect with your passion. Ask yourself, what do I want? Do this with respect and honor toward your heart's deepest desire. Write these passions down and read them aloud each day. Seek out opportunities to shift these desires into reality. 3, nurture intimacy. Set aside time to connect with loved ones. To amplify this, practice lying next to a loved one and staring into each other's eyes with love for 30 seconds. You may burst out laughing, which is simply the sound of a happy heart. 4, find an activity that gets laughter flowing, whether it's watching funny movies, telling jokes, or simply acting silly with friends. Laughter is the ultimate stress reliever. Solutions for fire imbalances. You can bring fire into balance with a few simple self-care tips. I give these recommendations to my patients with fire element imbalances, including inflammation in its many forms. 1, drink water. Drink at least 64 ounces of water a day to keep your body hydrated and full of cooling resources. Remember, water puts out fire. 2, avoid overheating. Don't exercise in the heat of the day or garden in the full sun. If you do overheat, eat watermelon. It helps cool the body after too much sun and heat exposure. 3, meditate. Meditation keeps the nervous system cool, calm, and collected in the heat. Opportunities for joy, connection, and experiencing love arise when our nervous systems are calm and regulated. Practice 10 minutes of deep breathing meditation a day, either with a guided app or by counting your slow in-breaths and out-breaths 25 times. 4, avoid dairy and gluten. This can feel like a tall order, so start by cutting out one dairy or gluten item in your diet. Once you've gotten used to living without that ingredient, work to eliminate another. If the item you eliminate is your inflammation trigger, you should notice significant improvement within the first 2 to 3 weeks of changing your diet. 5, sleep. While you sleep, your body repairs tissues and makes sure all systems are functioning efficiently. Without that rest and repair time, problems pile up. And you can refer to the restful sleep inset article we just read. Here's another inset. Finding balance in physical activity. Or rather, let me start with this one first. Food tips for a balanced earth element. One of the most basic ways we nourish ourselves is with food. So following a healthy diet keeps our digestive systems at peace. These suggestions help keep your diet and digestive system balanced through late summer. 1. Eat warm cooked foods. Avoid cold raw foods. The digestive system is better at breaking down cooked foods because it takes less energy to digest them. Think of a cooking pot over a fire. The pot is your stomach and the fire is your digestive energy. Cold raw foods require a lot of fire to be broken down into usable energy. For efficient digestion, eat foods that require less digestive energy expenditure. 2. Eat balanced portions. While our bodies prefer easily digestible foods, eating too much of these foods overwhelms the system. Like any well-run structure, the digestive system needs balance to function at its best, so eat accordingly. Your average meal might consist of 2 to 2.5 cups of cooked vegetables, 1/2 cup of quality carbohydrates, whole grains or root vegetables, and 4 to 6 ounces of protein, either plant or animal-based. 3. Drink ginger tea. If you eat cold or raw foods, drink a glass of ginger tea or eat a piece of candied ginger afterward as a digestive aid. Ginger is the ultimate digestive herb in East Asian medicine. 4. Choose appropriate foods with the season. Foods associated with the spleen and stomach and earth element are grains and root vegetables. Enjoy quinoa, rice, wheat, barley, corn, sweet potatoes, pumpkin, squash, potatoes, and yams during late summer. The colors of the earth element are yellow and orange, and these foods fall into that color family. Not everyone can include grains in their diet, so various squash, potatoes, beans, and other non-grain carbohydrates can fulfill the earth element grain requirement. 5. Be kind to your body. Pleasure is an important factor in eating. Too many rules and restrictions can wreak havoc on the digestive system. Remember that nurturing and nourishing include treating our digestive systems with loving kindness. To do this, pay close attention to your body and attend to what makes it thrive, what helps it feel good, and notice what makes you feel grounded. And now we'll read this last inset article, Finding Balance in Physical Activity. The earth element also recharges with gentle, easy movements. The spleen governs the muscle system, according to TCM. Give your muscles some extra love and attention in order to connect heart and head, body and mind, and move your way into a deeper sense of rootedness. 1. Walk. A leisurely walk gets your system flowing with the simple goal of getting around the block. Walking also helps you de-stress and forget about your daily worries while dropping into mindfulness. 2. Stretch. Lay down on the ground and gently move your body. It'll tell you where it needs to stretch. Bend forward, side to side, and flex and point your feet and hands. Get on your hands and knees and slowly move your spine. Take deep breaths and feel your body. Connect with the structure of your body systems by mapping your bones in your mind, sensing the throb of your pulse and circulation, or expanding the rhythm of your breathing. 3. Garden. Gardening physically connects you to the earth. Get your hands in dirt. Smell it, touch it, and appreciate its unique properties for helping everything grow into fruition. 4. Lay down. Simply lay down and let the earth support you. Put a blanket down outside or lay down on your floor inside. Imagine the rich soil of the earth supporting your body. Julia Bear Don't Walk is a licensed acupuncturist and National Board Certified Herbalist. After experiencing life-changing results of her own, she decided to spend her life helping people feel better in their bodies and their lives. You can learn more about Julia and her clinic at juliebear, like the animal, don't walk, all one word, .com. Sticking with the same publication, we'll turn to an article on real food. Function, flavor, and fermentation. Ferment your favorite fresh herbs and enjoy them in dishes for medicinal benefits and unforgettable flavors. My first garden plant was a pitiful potted basil plant I bought in college. I brought it home, watered it, and waited for it to grow. I imagined a large, bushy houseplant that would provide an abundance of leaves I would use for the gourmet meals I'd cook as soon as I moved on from my diet of daily quesadillas. Admittedly, I knew nothing about herbs, not even the difference between annuals and perennials. More specifically, I didn't know that unless picked, the annual basil would naturally flower and seed. Clearly, my goals were misaligned. Fast forward a few years. My family moved into a house with a yard, and I began planting an herb garden. I imagined transforming the front lawn into an herbal apothecary for all of my culinary and medicinal aspirations. Those ambitions played out in one form or another, but not how I planned. I successfully grew culinary herbs, snipped them fresh, and dried them for later, but I am not an herbalist. I found my work with herbs and spices didn't take form as tinctures, but as food. Over the years, I have been inspired by the idea that our everyday food can also be our medicine. As the gardens grew bigger, my connection with real food became stronger, as did my relationship with flavor and tasty morsels needed preservation. Enter fermentation. I want to share my journey into this captivating craft, specifically with medicinal herbs, as well as how you can become a practicing fermenter. Fermentation 101. My journey into fermenting herbs began on a whim. After fermenting all the vegetables from the garden, I was exasperated by the high cost of pine nuts and Parmesan cheese for all the pesto I'd be making. On a whim, I decided to ferment it. I fermented whole leaves and a pesto starter, which I could add pine nuts, olive oil, and Parmesan to as needed. Since I had always been disappointed in the flavor of dried basil and other delicate leaf herbs, my mind was blown. When herbs are dried, the volatile flavor compounds dissipate easily. With fermentation, you lock in those compounds. Using fermented basil leaves in cooking is almost like using fresh basil because, in a sense, you're keeping the food alive. Since fermentation frees many of the nutrients in our food and makes them more available for our bodies, I began to think of the possibilities when fermenting with plants that heal. This opened up a whole new path of experimentation for culinary and health benefits, thus blurring the line between food and medicine. The resulting botanical mixtures bring health and flavor into our lives through delicious fermented beverages, condiments, and herbal pastes. Whether for culinary or medicinal purposes, when you ferment fresh herbs, you're increasing the magic they have to offer. Beyond preserving the flavor, you're also gaining the benefits of consuming fresh herbs and, in a sense, keeping the herb alive through the live probiotic microbes that are now on board. You might be thinking that some herbs and spices can only be found dry. By the same token, you can think of fermenting as a wonderful way to wake up these dried compounds. Breathe microbial life and active enzymes back into them and spread the goodness they offer throughout the ferment. Pros of the pickling process. The probiotics are an important part of fermented foods and get most of the attention, but there's much more that ferments have to offer. As the microbes break down the foods, in this case the herbs, they become more bioavailable. In other words, all the goodness is easier for your body to absorb. What this means is that the microbes are consuming the starches that we can't digest, converting them to lactic acid, that pickle-like flavor. But the fiber and inulin, the prebiotics, are not broken down, making the combination ideal for long-term digestive health. But that's not all fermented foods have to offer. At the same time, the fermentation process increases the vitamins and antioxidants of the raw ingredients, some of which are already present, such as vitamin C. Others such as vitamin B12 or K2, form in the process. As vegetables ferment, the process also creates a host of digestive enzymes. This means that these foods help your body digest not only said ferment, but anything else you're eating along with it. This powerful combination of digestive enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, increased vitamins, and high bioavailability works to boost your immune system. Fermentation is how you can take the power of functional herbs and spices and tailor them for your needs while making something delicious that you want to eat. For example, consider kimchi. His popular food showcases a combination of fermented garlic, ginger, and capsaicin, hot pepper. And it's famously known for keeping colds and flu at bay. Perhaps most importantly, it tastes good, and that's key to functional food. Ready, set, ferment. If we're going to be real here, do we really like eating stuff that doesn't taste good? We can talk ourselves into it, but if it's not mandatory, it's usually not the first thing we grab. Yet we should be eating many not-so-tasty ingredients daily. A well-stocked larder full of delicious herbal pastes, rich condiments, and fermented salads will keep you grabbing for these functional food flavors without even thinking about it. Create flavorful and healthful ferments using herbs from a variety of places, pots on a balcony or garden, spray-free patches of wild weeds, cuttings from farmers markets, or products from an apothecary. To get started with your own herb-based ferments, think about your favorite flavors. Start with herbs you know well and enjoy, and think about what you might find yourself using. For example, I love a fermented cilantro paste composed of cilantro, parsley, garlic, and a little dried oregano. After blending the ingredients together with some salt, about 1.5 to 2% by weight, I set them to ferment. I use this to flavor and add live probiotics to my food. A good rule of thumb is to taste your herbal creation raw as you're making it. If it tastes good raw, chances are it'll taste amazing fermented. Get your creative juices flowing and happy fermenting. Kirsten Schocke is the co-author of several books, including Fermented Vegetables and Fiery Ferments. Follow her on Instagram at ferment.works or at www.ferment.works. There are a couple of insider articles here. The first one is a recipe, fermented fennel chutney. This flavorful ferment is made with easy-to-grow herbs with an anti-inflammatory and liver-supporting properties that help balance your digestive system. In our modern world, out-of-sync digestion is common due to our stress-filled lifestyles. To help your system perform better, enjoy a small serving before or with meals. This recipe yields 1 pint. And here are the ingredients. 2 bulbs of fennel, stalks and core removed, sliced finely crosswise. 1 tablespoon of finely grated fresh ginger root. 1 tablespoon of finely grated fresh turmeric root, or 1 teaspoon of ground dried turmeric. 1 tablespoon of dried dandelion root, or 3 tablespoons of washed and finely minced fresh root. 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground fennel seed. 1 teaspoon of unrefined salt. 1/4 cup of dried apple slices cut into smaller chunks. 1. Place the sliced fennel, grated ginger, and turmeric roots and dandelion in a medium bowl. If the dandelion root is dried and the pieces are large, pulse it quickly in a spice grinder or blender to break into smaller pieces. 2. Add the pepper and fennel seed. Sprinkle the salt into the bowl and massage it into the mixture to release the juices. Add the dried apple pieces. The mixture should be moist. Press the mixture into your favorite fermentation vessel. Follow the instructions that come with the vessel. Otherwise, use a pint jar or choose a jar that's just the right size, meaning you'll only have 1 inch of air space at the top. As you press the mixture into the jar, there should be only a small amount of brine. Don't worry if it disappears between pressings. As long as the chutney is damp, you have enough. 4. Once you've pressed down the chutney, releasing any air pockets, press a piece of wax paper against the surface of the chutney, trying not to trap any air. Screw a lid tightly on the jar. Put the jar in a kitchen corner to cure. Watch for air pockets forming in the paste. If you see them, open the lid and press the paste back down. If the lid starts to bubble up, briefly open up to burp the ferment. 6. Let the paste ferment for 7 days. You'll know it's ready when the ferment is dull in color and has a slight pickle flavor. During storage, the less air space above a ferment, the longer it'll last. Fill the jars to the rim and transfer the ferment to smaller jars as you use it. Keep wax paper directly on top of the paste to prevent evaporation and contamination. Tighten the lids and store in the fridge for up to 1 year. Learn more healthy highlights. The ingredients in the fermented fennel chutney that I just read all play an important role in the medicinal mixture. Fennel is known for digestive health and decreasing gas, while ginger is a warming herb that can settle an upset stomach. The combination of turmeric root and black pepper is an anti-inflammatory powerhouse. The piperine in black pepper also aids in increasing hydrochloric acid secretion. Dandelion root and leaf are amazing for liver and kidney health, and the root is also rich in inulin. The apple slices give the ferment a sweet balance, and they're also rich in inulin. Inulin is a soluble fiber that's often called a prebiotic. While a probiotic is food containing live bacteria, a prebiotic is food for those bacteria that inhabit the walls of your gut. It's easiest to think of prebiotics as food for your gut microbes. As they break this resistant starch down, your colon is nourished, which in turn contributes to your vitality. Fermented vegetables in the Mother Earth Living store. Go beyond the basics of fermentation in the book Fermented Vegetables. Inside, you'll learn in-depth instructions for making kimchi, sauerkraut, and pickles, and then you'll find more than 120 recipes that use those basic methods for fermenting 64 different vegetables and herbs. Discover how easy it is to make dozens of exciting dishes, including pickled Brussels sprouts, curried golden beets, carrot kraut, pickled green coriander, and more. The recipes are so creative, delicious, and healthful that you'll end up making them again and again. The title is available at MotherEarthLiving.com/store or by calling 1-800-456-6018. Mention promo code MMLPAJZB, item 7471. We have just a couple of minutes left, so we will turn to a little bit of country lore. This comes from Mother Earth News, August-September 2019. Sugar and spice and everything nice. The photo of six beautiful egg yolks curing on a bed of snowy white salt drew me to Excellent Preserves by Karen Solomon from April-May 2019. I didn't even care how the cured yolks would taste. I just wanted to make something that looked as pretty as that photo, and the timing was perfect. I found myself with a glut of eggs from my productive hens this spring, so I dry cured yolks on a bed of sugar and salt, and they came out great. But then I was left with this beautiful salt and sugar mixture that I couldn't bear to discard or even to compost. I mixed it with olive oil and some lime essential oil, and voila, I ended up with salt and sugar scrub for my hands. I keep it in a jar next to my sink. It smells wonderful, and it makes my dry winter hands smooth and supple as could be. This was written by Jen Dickinson of Stockton, New Jersey. Well, that's all the time we have. You've been listening to another edition of Natural News. I'm Kim McCurdy. As always, thanks for listening.